Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. My song today comes from Canada, and it has some relevance to the big news event of this week, the tragic death of singer-producer Oliver Tree in a helicopter crash in Brazil. I'd never heard of Tree before, and I'm surprised at the level of honesty in his music, because though it's commercial, it seems to be commercial on its own terms. His ex-girlfriend Melanie Martinez was already on my radar in relation to today's artist. When they separated after 2 years, Oliver was accused of abusing Martinez by her fans. She had to make a public statement that he really was a sweet guy to stop them trying to cancel him. And some of them have never stopped looking for clues in her songs to prove her wrong. Why would her fans be so ready to act in this way? Well, Melanie Martinez's songs often fit into a genre called traumacore, inspired by the genre of literature known as misery lit, which is the often fictionalized accounts of childhood trauma, as well as true crime TV. Today's artist calls herself Nicole Dullinganger, after the family in the misery-lit adjacent Flowers in the Attic series of Southern Gothic novels that have been popular with young adults since the late 70s. Dullinganger's music, which fellow Canadian Grimes helped bring to the world, is far more subtle, far less commercial, and her themes are more realistic than Martinez's. Most of it is recorded in a minimal folk style that suits its bleakness. Her 2015 album Natural Born Losers is a touchstone with her fan base. Its opening line, "I shot an angel with my father's rifle," is a guide to a complex aesthetic. Like Tree and Martinez, Dullinganger has been heavily abused online by fans wanting to take more from her than she can give, trying to hold her accountable for the differences between her art and her life, and condemning her expression as a young person now that she's grown up. She deleted her blogs and withdrew from music for a while. Lately, she's taken to recording with grindcore metal bands, and her latest single, Have You Seen Me, features heavy, doomy metal guitars. The song I've chosen by Nicole Dullinganger comes from her most recent album, 2023's A Wedding in Mount Airie. It's a lament for a lost male lover, and I hear it as a twisted fan fantasy version of Melanie Martinez grieving for Oliver Tree. The song takes its title from a 1900 painting by John William Waterhouse, a treatment of the ancient Greek myth in which the inventor of music got torn apart by his jealous fans. It's called Nymphs Finding the Head of Orpheus.
Through the dark eyes.
Was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, George.